Hello and welcome to Better by the Minute Life with Becca. My name is Becca Dukes and I am excited to be able to bring to you every week more information that is empowering you as an individual to be able to lead a Better by the Minute Life. Now, with Better by the Minute Life, we look at different angles of life, not just okay, make food choices. Okay, let's look at life choices. But we go a little bit deeper. And today, I'm excited to be able to have Tanya Billion back with me as we are going to be talking about grounding. Welcome, Tanya. I'm so excited that you agreed to come back on with me and share some information on grounding. But first, go ahead and share with our listeners about yourself and what you do that you are able to share information about grounding and its effects in life.
Okay, thank you so much, Becca. And it is such a joy and a pleasure to be back with you again. I so appreciate your show and the platform. And I so appreciate your listeners as well, as they are choosing to improve their life and their health better by the minute every day. I am a transformation coach. My experience is that I am a hypnotherapy practitioner. I am also a holistic health coach, and I do energy healing work. So I'm trained in Akashic Records, ancestral healing, Reiki, Metatronian therapy, and a couple of other energy modalities. I have a bit of experience working with energies and understanding energies. And I love that you asked about grounding, because that is basically the core foundation of everything that we do. To me, grounding is when we feel balanced and centered. So if you want to think about grounding, think of the roots of a tree. And the strongest trees that grow tall and live for a long time, they grow their roots deep. And I love the visual of grounding, using roots and visualizing roots going deep into the earth. One of my favorite songs is Roots and Wings. And I always think of that. Developing roots helps us fly. That is so important, because when you can ground, you can sit, you can process, you can heal, you can do a lot of work when you're grounded. And in my coaching practice, I do empowerment language training as well. And in that training, I discuss basically a tornado that develops when we're in a disempowered reality, which is to me the opposite of being grounded. And it is so important for me when I work with clients to recognize when somebody is ready and open to be connecting with me in a grounded space. And so it's fascinating to have that awareness. And that's pretty much what I do. I hope that explains grounding.
Let's go back just a little bit. Share with us okay. A little bit about energy. What energy are you referring to?
Okay, so everything is energy. And when we start thinking about that, it makes sense, because we have positive days, we have negative days. That's energy. If you think of electrical, there's positive and negative charges unconsciously about how everything is energy. And I also do muscle testing and help people recognize the energy of things, because if something is a lower or negative energy, it will actually make your body physically weak. And if something is of a higher positive energy, it'll make your body strong. So energy is something that, if you think of electrical, it is definitely the circuit. Everything is energy, even your words. You can test the energy of food, you can test the energy. And you've gone into a room or you've been in a situation where you say, oh, well, you could cut the energy with a knife.
I've heard that expression for sure. So that's the positive energy or negative energy. And most of the time it refers to negative energy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we definitely language, and that's a much more common vernacular to the popular slang of negative energy. Yeah, we use that a lot in our day-to-day lives. And it's choosing to change that.
And what do you see is maybe the biggest hurdle in being able to change energy?
And that is a fascinating question. I love that you asked that, because to me, I definitely help people with RTT. I definitely help people with energy healing. And I definitely help people as a holistic health coach. And one thing that I've noticed is that it takes a balanced approach. However, it is really hard to do the emotional healing work, to do ancestral healing, to heal generational cycles, and to basically heal yourself. It's really hard to do that work when you're sick and tired and have no energy. So it's really important to me that we look at how we can support the body in healing itself so that we can support the rest of the work that we're choosing to do to heal ourselves and make the world a better place, so that we can be those servant leaders or light workers or whatever name is that you want to call it. It's just so much easier to be happy when you're grounded and whole.
So let's go into that grounding. But first, You mentioned RTT.
Yes.
Many people may not be familiar with RTT. What is RTT and how that fits into being balanced?
Yes, thank you. RTT, hypnotherapy, is a style of hypnotherapy developed by Marissa Peer. And she basically became very frustrated with how long it took to help clients as a therapist, because they would come in every week and talk and talk and talk and process and talk and talk and talk. And you could go to a therapist's office for 15 years just to like yourself. And there are so many people hurting out there right now. There are so many people that I have heard say, Tan, I don't know how much longer I can carry this pain. And it's emotional pain. And that really makes it important to me to be able to offer an incredible program and resource where I support people in going into hypnosis. And your mind is so incredible. It will take you exactly to the perfect scenes to understand and release what is no longer serving. And in one session, I can help somebody more than basically what some people have taken years in therapy. I recently did have a lady that is a lawyer and did a psychology degree, and it amazed her how quickly that happened in just one session. The name is Rapid Transformation Therapy, because I don't believe that we want to waste a lot of time healing ourselves. And it's so much more powerful when we can do it quickly and just release it.
Now, when you talk about hypnotherapy, there's a lot of, I don't know, cultures, religions that you say hypnotherapy and they kind of stop and aren't real sure.
Yes.
What is your response to those that are hesitant about hypnotherapy?
I do respond that I understand, because I understand the discernment in who is planting seeds of thought in my mind and who is in control. What I do love is that my clients have always shared with me how safe and protected they feel, even when they're going back to the most traumatic memories of their life. And it kept them feeling safe as they reviewed that and released it. Now, what I like to say is that for those that are concerned about hypnotherapy, you are being hypnotized every time you watch TV and you go into that zoned out state. You are being hypnotized and you are being programmed into thinking whatever they want you to think. And so you think about why they spend so much money on commercials. So what I invite people to question and explore is, yes, I am going to take you into hypnosis. However, I don't do the hypnosis that will make you quack like a duck, bark like a dog. You are always in control. And I do get people to communicate with me if they want me to change any language, if something's not working, how they're feeling. And so they do feel that they've got a sense of control going back to memories where they may not have had a lot of control. And I basically have a responsibility to listen to you and find out what it is that you want to program into your mind. So I'm not being paid by a corporation to tell you what to think or what to buy or what to believe or what to influence you. I am saying, okay, what is your perfect future? And I will help you create the language that is going to make that easier.
So is it helping you get out of your own way?
It is. Basically, it helps you to shut down that ego critical response or the hamster wheel or the looping thoughts where when you think of something negative, for example, when we're in a better health journey, I know with my better health journey of releasing 80 pounds, when I would eat something that was not on plan, it could be really easy to go into a place where it's like, oh my goodness, I just messed up and I cheated. And well, I might as well just give up because I've just blown the diet. And I failed doing the Better Health Challenge 3 times before I did it and was successful because of those looping thoughts. And when you realize that your language can self-sabotage, and part of what RTT is making empowering language familiar so that we are no longer sabotaging, but we are creating new neural pathways of belief in ourselves.
So was it hypnotherapy or finding it that helped you decide where you wanted to go in life and including this as part of your journey to help others in their healing processes?
Not necessarily. Where I started was I had one of what I call a Christmas Carol moment. And I witnessed a friend, a very dear friend, dying in ICU with weight-related issues. And I saw my future at that point. I saw my future with no mobility, no freedom, and no joy. And that ending terrified me. And I had never seen so clearly how powerful the story I was telling was. And I recognized in that moment that if I did not change the story, that was my ending. And so I said, I have had enough. And I was ready to do whatever it took to change that story, because there is no way, I absolutely refuse to have a future with no freedom and no mobility and no joy. And once I made that decision, I started looking for the tools that would support me in that. So I started looking at different energy coaches. I looked at the Better Health Challenge and healed my body from the inside with the Better Health Challenge. I also looked and found the RTT hypnotherapy program, and that really spoke to me because I love the mind. The mind is fascinating, and I have a fascination with words as well. So it really spoke to me. And when the holistic health coaching program came out, where I could see how I could combine all of those to create a foundational package of healing body, mind, and spirit from a place from the heart. That was powerful to me.
I totally agree and am right on board with you with that, because it's when you're looking at the body as a whole, we're not just looking at the physical.
Yes.
You had mentioned your language awareness class and how yes. our own speech can affect us mentally and emotionally in such a good or negative way. So share with us a little bit about more into the language.
Perfect. What I noticed early on is I realized that everything is energy, even our words. And when I started checking in on the energy of the words that I was using, I recognized that need to, I felt judgment. And so I always invite my clients to listen to these two statements and see if they can feel the difference. And I always invite people to check in with themselves and see where they feel something when something doesn't feel right. And then I say, this is what I said to myself at the beginning of my better health journey. I was 203 pounds, which was morbidly obese in the medical world when you're only 5'2". And not a very nice title. And I used to say, I need to lose 80 pounds. Once I became aware of how to support people with RTT hypnotherapy and understanding the power of the language that we use to communicate and command our brain to do what we want it to do, then I changed that statement to, I choose to love myself enough to allow myself grace while I release 80 pounds.
And that and word release, that word release, rather than lose, how is that so important?
That is so incredibly important because the mind does not like to lose anything. It's painful to lose your keys, lose your house, lose your spouse, lose your... It is just painful to lose anything. And the mind wants to retain what it owns. And I did not want to find that 80 pounds ever again. I wanted to release it into the wild blue yonder. I didn't care where it went, but I wanted to release it. And that is so important. So I love that you asked that, because understanding that when we take ownership of illness, when we take ownership of weight, when we take ownership of anything, beware of what you're taking ownership, because the body will not release that.
And whenever you talk about taking ownership, let's look at the labels that yes. are given through the medical community, even through our school systems. In society in general, those labels, just because you have a symptom or a characteristic and you're given a label, does not mean that you have to become that label, nor does it mean that you have to even accept it. Share with us a little bit on how it is so important to guard ourselves, guard our mind of accepting different labels.
Yes. So that is so incredibly important. And a lot of people have been given the label of, and even myself, I was on antidepressants. I have gone through some mental health challenges with anxiety, depression, and they were very quick to put you on the antibiotics. And basically it wasn't very positive future prognosis that you would ever go off of them. Most people will just increase and increase. And taking ownership of that and saying that I have depression, I have anxiety, I have this, and the body is like, oh, I can help you with that. I can bring you more of that. And what I like to say as well is, and this is a little bit of an aside, however, I do think it is important because I did mention anxiety and depression. And something I've realized since then is that I have a judgment allergy. And I guess I am taking ownership of that. However, I'm acknowledging that that is something that I have a sensitivity to. And I realized that I responded physiologically with anxiety, with depression, with procrastination or fear or paralyzed action or anger and rebellion. So that has been something that I no longer take ownership of that. And I say, oh, okay, I had a physiological response to judgment in this way. And I can choose to find the tools to refuse that judgment, refuse that judgment or whatever that trigger was that triggered the anxiety or whatever physiological response it was triggered. And I can have better tools to refuse it and to just stop that from becoming a part of my life.
Now, when we stop things from being a part of our lives, how does that benefit us?
It manifests and it does come back to being grounded. It does come back to feeling balanced and centered and feeling like you've got that ability to breathe and disconnect from the cortisol stress response. It's feeling confident and knowing that you are enough, knowing that you are deserving of boundaries, knowing that you are deserving of perfect health, and you have the right and you have the ability to achieve that. I know I go in tangents, so I'm working on keeping myself centered in there. I do love the topics and I do love that focus in the foundation. So thank you for bringing all of that in, because the empowerment language is so important.
Well, Tanya, it has helped me. That's how I am able to ask these questions and make sure that we touch on these different topics, because of my own experience with working with you. You have done so much that speaks into my life, helping me see the different things that were holding me back and the ways to be able to get around them. Well, it is time for a break. You are listening to Better by the Minute Life with Becca Tanya Fillion with TMF Transformations. Is bringing some additional empowerment tools to us from different modalities. We will be right back. And we are back with Better by the Minute Life with Becca. Again, my name is Becca Dukes-Kozak, and I would invite you to go to my website, betterbythemintelife.com, where you will find more information about what we are sharing today with the amazing Tanya Fillion. Tanya, in the first part of this program, we were talking about awareness and accepting or not accepting, guarding against titles. And you had mentioned grounding. Let's go into grounding. And one, what is the meaning of grounding?
To me, what grounding is being balanced and centered and grounding into the earth, feeling whole, feeling complete, feeling pure. And that is when I go into hypnotherapy with somebody, I am basically reminding you, you were born whole, you were born perfect, you were born pure. And somewhere along the way, you forgot. And I really do believe that when we ground, when we meditate, when we center, when we sit under a tree, that does help us reconnect with that belief, even for a short time.
Now, what are some of your favorite grounding methods? I mean, you just mentioned a few of them, but people may not be aware of these simple actions as being part of grounding.
Yes, thank you. So some fabulous ones that are free are going and sitting under a tree and just closing your eyes. And I love the energy of trees, because they feel like knowledge, they feel wise to me. And I love going and sitting in trees and just imagining that I am growing roots into the earth with them. I do have a couple of fun meditations that I've shared with people, so I am happy to share them if anyone wants to connect on my website, on my Facebook page, I'm happy to share. However, sitting under the tree is definitely one. Going out and walking barefoot in the dirt, barefoot in the garden, is another fabulous way, because the pores on the bottom of your feet are the largest pores, which means that they're able to absorb the minerals in the earth. Now, I am from northern Saskatchewan. There's about 10 months of the year that I do not like to go around outside barefoot. It is still cold here. Today was the first time I went barefoot in the garden. I'm still warming my feet up. So I do actually love the plant-derived minerals that I provide as a holistic health coach, because they are plant-derived. They are from the earth. And they do, some people do say they taste like dirt. Now, as an energy healer, I see the value in ingesting the plant-derived minerals as well as putting them onto my feet. I have created earthing and grounding sprays using essential oils that have really been phenomenal to some of my clients and helping family members. So that is another way. Grounding, definitely sitting down and doing three deep breaths or doing some form of meditation. Most meditations will guide you to sit and imagine that you are growing roots into the earth and anchoring those roots. Those are the main ways to ground that I share.
Now, one thing that I really like about the grounding or the earthing sprays is there are times, like you said, where, you know, walking outside barefoot is a little uncomfortable, not reasonable. You can't even touch the ground because of, in your area, snow. But many of us live in urban areas where we don't see dirt. We seldom see grass. And the grass that we do see has been treated with chemicals to make it stay weed-free and green. So incorporating those earthing sprays are something that really intrigued me in being able to do, because one, they're refreshing. Two, I can spray them on in the morning, in the afternoon, at night before going to bed, whenever I feel that I'm needing a little extra grounding, a little extra minerals, because it's not just what you're putting in those minerals that's soaking in, is it?
Exactly. So I love the whole genius of the earthing sprays. And for example, when you spray the plant-derived minerals onto your feet, most people are familiar with reflexology. And when you look at a reflexology chart, you can see that your entire body is addressed on the bottom of your foot. So when you put plant-derived minerals in with essential oils and spray that onto your foot, your body is innately intelligent that it will take it to exactly where in the body it is required. So all you have to do is spray that on the foot, and your body is intelligent enough to do the rest. And with essential oils, the beauty of essential oils is that they actually work to take nutrition deeper. So when you combine the plant-derived minerals, which is such a powerhouse product that can do so much good for you, to put those minerals into your body, and you think about how the essential oils will help your body do that more efficiently, it's amazing. Definitely spraying it on your feet for that earthing spray. I spray it in my hair. I spray it on my body. Yes, I'm just like you. I like to use it as a perfume because I do have some favorite essential oils that always lift my mood and just make me feel more peaceful and grounded. So essential oils is another trick that you can use if you want to do grounding as well.
Let's talk about minerals for a moment.
Okay.
Many people think of minerals, they think of rock, ground up rock.
Yes.
Ground up rock on the skin. It's kind of hard to visualize getting into the system. Now, I use mineral makeup. It's the only thing that goes on my skin. I absolutely love it. Tell us a little bit about the difference between ground up minerals and then the plant derived minerals that you're using in your grounding sprays.
And that is a fabulous question. And I do say that that is the only makeup I use as well, because I love knowing that I can trust that nothing dangerous is put into my makeup. And what I tell people, I'm not big into really detailed, like way above my head descriptions. Basically, what I like to say is, if you grind up rocks, they are not going to be absorbable. However, the plant-derived minerals that we use are humic shale. It's been broken down over a very long time. It is an ancient seabed, and just the way they process it, the studies show how incredibly absorbable all of the minerals are in that plant-derived mineral product. Whereas when you look at calcium, there's some calcium products, there's some other mineral products that basically the body has no mechanism or ability to absorb any nutrition from that mineral. It's just matter that clogs things up as it goes through. I know some people talk about the x-rays that they see with the minerals that do not digest going through the digestive system. And so they'll see these masses moving along, and it's the vitamin mineral pills from some companies. And it's fascinating to see how different that is. So I do keep my descriptions fairly simple.
Now, you had mentioned that these are part of a humic shell, and from my understanding, they're suspended, they're colloidal,
yes,
in a liquid solution, making it so that those particles are so tiny that you get faster absorption, whether it's through the skin or through the intestinal walls. But with your grounding spray, you're using something that can be used in or out, at least the carrier, the plant-derived minerals of it.
Yes.
That can be used through the digestive system or through the skin. But you're adding essential oils to your grounding sprays, which I myself will not ingest. I know there's some controversy with that, but to be on the safe side, if it's going to get into my body and be therapeutic, that type of ester is best used on the outside. What are your thoughts on that?
Thank you so much. I am so glad you asked about that. Safety is one of my key things. Yes, there is the French method where they do prescribe using oils internally. However, that is in hospital where there is a physician trained in that is monitoring you while you're doing that. As a health coach, as somebody who is going through an aromatherapy course to become an aromatherapist, I prefer the methods of smell and application. It is much safer, and I'm not exactly sure where everybody's digestion is, or I have a pretty good idea that their digestion is not working well. I do not want to put any more stress on their liver by having them ingest essential oils. So definitely do not recommend ingesting essential oils at all. I know some people still recommend the tea tree lick, but I definitely don't recommend that. I do have a client that we've been working on getting her liver numbers back because she had done the oregano under the tongue for years. And we realized that has not done great things for her liver.
There are things that have been touted as being healthy and beneficial that can be abused if used, and not even knowingly abused, but with improper use, improper guidance, they can be more harmful than good. And
yes,
I appreciate putting the whole reflexology chart into action when it comes to use with essential oils and even acupressure and using that pressure on the feet to stimulate energy going to different areas of the body, bringing more awareness, blood flow to that area. So yes, I'm glad that you mentioned the reflexology chart as well.
In the aspect of safety, we do always recommend to drink water when you are applying essential oils, because that is moving around the body. And if it is, and however it is doing that, it is always a good idea to drink water and stay hydrated when you're using essential oils.
Now, you also mentioned inhalation.
Yes.
Share with us a little about the use of essential oils and how inhalation works.
There's a few different ways that we do that in my programs. And one is definitely diffusing essential oils in a diffuser. I have a dad that has COPD, and anytime he starts to cough, he knows now that as soon as I put the diffuser on, his coughing stops. So that inhalation is incredible. I do have a niece that she had an allergic reaction to horses, and it went into a full-blown asthma attack. Unfortunately, she did not have her medication with her. Auntie Tan did have her emergency oils, though, and there is an Organ Master blend that I always keep on hand. And I remembered hearing that if you put a drop in the palm of the hand and put it in both palms, and then cup that over your mouth and over your nose, inhale deeply three times through the mouth, inhale deeply three times through the nose, and it was maybe 20 seconds, and she went from not being able to breathe to her eyes popped open, and I heard the most beautiful words, "Auntie, I can breathe." That's my favorite story.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I brought that up because I know that you have had a few clients and personal experiences with that. So thank you so much for sharing. Now let's go back into grounding.
Yes.
The importance of grounding and being centered. emotionally, how does that benefit us with being grounded emotionally?
Okay. When I am working with clients, and I've recognized this in my past as well, when I was telling a story, when I was in high peak emotions, where I was bouncing off the walls, or I was just in that frantic energy and having a cortisol stress response, I was not hearing anything. And what I've noticed is that when I can interrupt my clients, interrupt myself, and choose to breathe, and I always ask people to do 3 deep breaths with me, and I'll just, and I'll count out those 3 deep breaths. And it always amazes me how the pitch, the tone, and the speed of speaking drops, and everything feels grounded and calm. What I've noticed is that when somebody is in that almost tornado energy, where it's like things are moving and you can't sit still, and you've got to keep moving in frantic energy, it's really hard to hear things. It's really hard to process things. It's really hard to do the spiritual work, the emotional work, physical work. It's really hard to do anything from that place. And when you choose to embrace the tools, like learning how to breathe, learning how to meditate, basically cutting off a cortisol stress response and giving you tools to ground and sit in something long enough to release it.
Now, you mentioned not being able to hear. You're not talking about physically hearing, but actually the part of listening and have it taken in consciously?
Yes, absolutely. Because what I've noticed is that the energy is in a really difficult place. It's almost like there's a layer of insulation around, and there's almost too much static noise that's, even if I say something, it's not going to be consciously heard. And it may be subconsciously heard. It may be one of those seeds that's planted for later. However, in my experience, it's not until I get them to breathe, whether it's by getting them to mirror my breathing with me, or whether it's providing them with a new tool of, okay, let's put your hands over your heart, and we are going to take 3 deep breaths and drop your focus into your heart with each exhale. When I share that with them, and then I get them to play with feeling the energy of love expand and sending it out to loved ones, and giving tools like that, once they go into that and their tone drops, they actually sit and they can listen. If you think of kindergarten kids, when they're running around like little pinballs around the room, can they hear the teacher, even if the teacher's yelling?
Not normally.
It's chaos. And how much are you able to process in chaos?
Very little, if at all.
Exactly. However, if you can sit under a tree, if you can ground, if you can breathe and disconnect that cortisol stress response where everything stops, that's thinking, digestion, everything stops, and you can turn your brain back on and go to a calm place where you can pause, breathe, and then choose to respond from a place of love. That's where your power is.
I love that. People don't stop and think about where emotions are coming from, especially when they're in that tornado and there's so much negativity, so much anger, resentment going on. And that is one area that grounding can be beneficial in. Is that correct? In the use of essential oils in part of that grounding.
Absolutely. I love doing that. And that is part of my empowerment language coaching as well. I focus on that. The first thing I did when I started my journey was I learned how to breathe. And I laugh about that. I tell that as a joke. However, that was the first thing I learned how to do. And that was the most brilliant thing that I chose to do.
So, Tanya, share with us some of your favorite blends.
Yes.
That help with grounding and why those blends are helpful in grounding with different emotions and different states.
Okay. Love that you asked that. One of my favorite essential oil blends is one specifically for us, and it's called Sacred Place. And the description is formulated with high frequency energy oils and designed to generate similar high frequencies in any environment. It can be diffused, misted, or used as a refreshing scent to aid and uplift in times of stress, emotional sadness, or grief. This essential oil has tree essential oils in it, which I love trees, and I do feel connected to trees. I do feel connected, grounded when I'm grounded to trees. So that is probably my favorite essential oil. I gravitate to any tree oil. We do have Surrender as well, is another blend that does smell like dirt. There is Earth Scent as well, which is another one that smells like dirt. The Surrender is actually designed to assist with symptoms of depression and anxiety. That is absolutely what it is designed for. And it isn't exactly my favorite smell, so it's not one of my go-tos. However, there are some people that absolutely love the smell of dirt. They love the taste of dirt. And I'm like, that is awesome. I do have a favorite story with the earthing spray and my dad. So my dad is one of my main go-to clients, as I do doctor him almost daily. And he had fallen. He is 81. So last year he fell, and every time he would walk, his hip would give out on him and he would almost fall again, which was quite scary for him. And he was in a lot of pain. So I decided to create the earthing spray for him, and I used one of our oils, Physical Care. It is designed for physical relief and muscle aches and pains, that kind of thing, chronic pain. I sprayed it on his feet in the morning and went to work. When I came home, I asked him how the spray helped. He looked at me like, what are you talking about? And it took him almost a minute to realize what I was asking him about. And he's like, oh my goodness, I forgot all about that, because I was out in the corral, like working in the tractor all afternoon. So he had even forgotten that he was hurt.
That's absolutely fabulous. And I have realized that myself. Our bodies can do amazing things. And yes, in the beginning, I mean, I was walking across the floor when I realized I was not holding on to anything. I was not in excruciating pain. And the sunlight coming in that window was not killing my head.
Yeah.
It's funny that he had that experience where he had completely forgotten about those maladies because he was feeling better.
And that's what the mind does. It changes to the new normal. So we forget how good we can feel and we forget how bad we felt.
Absolutely. Well, Tanya, as a certified holistic health coach, as an RTT therapist, you offer a lot of services, and including the aromatherapy. Share with us how people can get in touch with you. And I don't want to forget your language awareness course that I'm taking myself and absolutely loving. Share with us how our listeners can get in touch with you and be able to experience what you have to offer in their own lives.
I do have a Facebook page, TMF Transformations. I am just about to launch my website. It is going to be tmftransformations.com. Until that happens, please connect with me on TMF Transformations on Facebook, and I would love to hear from you. I do have free masterclasses that I offer, and the empowerment language courses, I really do encourage that, especially for anyone that is a healing professional or a helping professional. as it does focus on language, it does focus on compassion for self and for others, and it really helps empower ourselves and our clients.
One thing that I have found also, as a healer, we take on the energy of others. And with that empowerment class, not just the language part of it, it has helped me to be able to protect myself from some of those energies that are being thrown around.
So I do have another friend that I adore. And we were chatting the other day and she said, Tan, thank you so much for training in that, because she has done the empowerment language with me, as well as I've got her on the minerals. And she said, Tan, I have had so much growth this last year because my body is, my mindset is incredible on the minerals. My body is healing. She's releasing weight and she has so much more awareness. And she recently moved out to a new property. She contacted me and she's like, hey, Tan, so something's not right here. Do you know about past owners? And I really didn't, but we explored it a little bit more. And that first week, she was very angry at her husband and she didn't understand why. And so it turned out one of the past owners hated her husband. And doing the energy work that she has done, understanding the story, understanding herself, and having that self-awareness that she gained from being healthier, also doing the inner work, she was able to recognize that that was not her energy. And so I helped her with some tools to clear the property and keep her family safe and release any negative energy from that home. And it's got a beautiful energy there now. And she said, Tan, I wouldn't have had that awareness last year without the minerals and the work we've done.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And I encourage anybody that is exploring, or even if they've hit a roadblock and trying to figure out, okay, why can't I get past this? Get in contact with Tanya. I am going to have information how you can get a hold of her on my website, betterbythemintelife.com. And you can go to On the Air, click on Guest. You will find Tanya's beautiful picture there, a little bit about her, including the contact information and how you can get in contact with Miss Tanya Fillion. Tanya, thank you so much again for joining us today. We appreciate you very much and look forward to more in the future that you have to offer.
Thank you so much, Becca. And it is such a joy and a blessing to always join you on here. And I so appreciate everything you do for myself and for all of your listeners. Thank you. You are a blessing.
Oh, it's, you know, it blesses me and it's my honor and privilege to be able to do this. Everybody, you are listening to Better by the Minute Life with Becca on KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz. Have a great night.